atmosphere. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Indeed, Jesus Christ is in the house, and he is the only reason why we are here. Amen. Put your hands once again for Jesus Christ. You may be seated. And viewers all over the world, anywhere you are joining us, I pray that we will take you to faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, people of God, let me first of all introduce myself. My name is Cindy, and I'm from Indonesia / Nigeria. Hallelujah. And by the special grace of God, I'm an evangelist here at the Synagogue Church Foundations under my mentor and my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua. May God Almighty continue to take Prophet T.B. Joshua from strength to strength and from glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, people of God, today I would like to congratulate you. Congratulations. Congratulations, viewers all over the world. You know the reason why I'm congratulating you? I'm congratulating you because today you remembered to carry God along. Tell your neighbors, congratulations. Because today you remembered to carry God along. Do you know that to me, carrying God along is a special thing? Because many people in this world we are living right now, many of them, they have forgotten to carry God along. Let me give you some instances. Many couples today, they got married without carrying God along. At the end of the day, when troubles came, they ran outside God looking for a solution here and there. When the divorce letter is right on the table, they cry, "Jesus, help me. This is my last bus stop." What about parents out there? Many of them send their children to school without even making mention of the name of God to carry God along at all. At the end of the day, when their children started misbehaving or joining secret societies, they cry, "Jesus, help me. This is my last bus stop." Many businessmen or businesswomen out there started their business without carrying God along. At the end of the day, when their clients refuse to pay a huge amount of their outstanding debt that nearly put them into a big trouble and mess with the bank and authorities, they cry, "Jesus, help me. This is my last bus stop." Why is Jesus always last? Because today people have forgotten to carry God along. Why should we forget to carry God along when in Him we move, in Him we live, and in Him we have our being? This will lead us to the title of today's message, Review God's Track Record. Someone say, review God's track record. Now turn your Bible with me to our proof text today in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's start our reading from verse 4. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He was a giant. Let's go straight to verse 8. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, then we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." Take note of verse 11. On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Because of time, let's go straight to verse 32. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine to fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This our circumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Let's go finally to verse 39. David fastened on his sword. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. Take note of this. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Praise the Lord. People of God, when the Israelites were facing a national threat, Goliath, the whole nation was gripped with fear. Imagine, almost the whole nation forgot to carry God along in this critical moment. But we thank God for the life of the young, rustic, and seemingly inexperienced David. When King Saul dressed him in full armor of Christians of a soldier, David tried to move. He couldn't move. So he politely refused them. He said to the king, "Your Majesty, I can't go in this because I am not used to them." But David had tried God and found him very trustworthy, very authentic, very incontestable. In fact, David found God very reliable. Can't you see the reason why Satan always wants everybody to focus on their situation so that people will doubt God's desire and ability to help him? And that will result in forgetting to carry God along. Instead of crying, lamenting about your situation, begin to review God's track record in your life. Begin to remember what God has done in your life, how He rescued you in the past, what God has done for you. Begin to remember, because the moment you review God's track record in your life, that will grow confidence in you that God will surely work in your situation. And that will impart strength for you to endure and to move on and to have believing dependence upon God. I mean, the ability to remain in faith in the face of the vicissitudes of life. When the heat, the vicissitudes, all the thorns of life is coming with their choking hands, take note of this. The unstable zeal is soon choked. That is why Prophet T.B. Joshua has given us this word of wisdom. Listen carefully. If faith is being kept in the hour of temptation, though you may fall, you shall not be utterly cast down. Once again, if faith is being kept in the hour of temptation, though you may fall, you shall not be utterly cast down. People of God, in all his affliction, Job kept his faith. That is why the Bible said in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 22, that in all these, Job did not sin. What could be worse than Job's situation? Is your situation worse than Job's? Job lost everything you can name in life. Job lost all his children. He lost all his friends. He lost all his wealth, his possession. He lost even his integrity as a master and a man in the house. People of God, don't ever think that your trouble is too much for you, because the Holy Spirit will not allow the enemy of your soul to give you more than what you can bear. My brothers and sisters, before beginning to cry or lament about your situation, remember that words merely form a frame on which the temple of thoughts is built. I mean, what happens in mind happens in time. Let us take a look at the story of Peter in the book of Matthew, chapter 14. We will start from verse 25. Turn your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 14. Let's start our reading from verse 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them. Look, walking on the lake. Because of time, let's go straight to verse 29. When the disciples saw that Jesus walked on the lake, they thought it was a ghost. So Peter said to Jesus that he wanted to come to Jesus on the water. Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" This is exactly the same question that Jesus is asking each and every one of us here. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Why should Peter doubt about this, about God's ability and desire to help him? When starting from Matthew chapter 8 to Matthew chapter 14, Jesus had given Peter enough evidence to believe him that God is able and more than able to rescue him. He performed all the miracles that you can ever think, raising someone from the dead, healing the sick, including feeding 5,000 people only with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. All the impossible become possible with Jesus. It is written that Peter had started walking on the water, not until when Peter began to realize that the wind and waves were working against him, Peter began sinking. My brothers and sisters, this is exactly the situation we are in. Many of us look at our situation from the human point of view. Look. The physical eyes can only see darkness, but the eyes of faith can only see light. Your physical eyes can only see your situation. Your physical eyes can only see your failure, your loss, your poverty, your infirmity, but your eyes of faith can only see light, can only see solution, can only see the way out. Unless you look at your situation from God's point of view, you will be constantly overcome by Satan. But how do we look at our situation from God's point of view? How? Tell your neighbor, review God's track record. When you review God's track record in your life, you will discover that indeed Jesus Christ is faithful and reliable. And the moment you realize that Jesus Christ is reliable, your faith will grow naturally. Your faith will grow spontaneously. In fact, Christ has a nature that makes it easy for us to believe in Him. That is why we, as children of God, we must depend upon the providence of God to steady our heart, both in easy and trying situation. Jesus, when He was face to face with 5,000 people, hungry men, excluding women and children, take note of that. He did not begin to claim God's promises. Oh, what shall I do? Jesus, Father, You have promised that You will meet their needs according to Your riches and glory. He didn't say that. But rather, after collecting the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus looked heavenward and He said, Father, thank You. And immediately He distributed the food to the people. After everybody was well fed, we still have 12 baskets full remained. Had Jesus not given thanks to God, the crowd would still be hungry. My brothers and sisters, faith is not a risk, but it is a sure and practical act. Faith does not say the food is coming. Jesus did not say the food is coming, the food is coming. Faith does not say it is coming. Faith says it has arrived, because faith has arrived. Tell your neighbor, faith has arrived. Faith does not say, I will have it, I will have it, I will have it. You begin to claim God's promises. It's not an article of faith. Faith does not say, I will have it. Faith says, I have it, because faith has it. Tell your neighbor, faith has it. That is why faith does not begin to claim God's promises, but rather saying, thank You, Jesus. Look, brethren, we are faced with God's uncompromising demand for faith. There is indeed no substitute, no exchange, no alternatives to faith. This is faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, it is this same faith that will also take you from where you are to the place of your destiny. It is this same faith that will take you from your sickness to good health in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you think it's too late for Jesus to come to your rescue right now? Many of you said time has gone. Evangelist, time has gone. Time has gone. Do you believe that? Do you believe it's too late for you? If you believe so, remember Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha, when Jesus came to the house, they ran after Jesus and embraced Jesus. Jesus, had you come earlier, my brother and your friend Lazarus would not have died. Jesus said, don't worry, your brother is going to resurrect. Where is he right now? Jesus, he's been in the tomb for 4 days. 4 days, it's been too late. To common sense, 4 days is too late. Even the smell is already there, Jesus. Don't worry, your brother is going to resurrect. Jesus went to the tomb. On getting to the tomb, Jesus called Lazarus out. He spoke the word of faith, and Lazarus was resurrected. Put your hands together for Jesus. Lazarus was resurrected. When God speaks, changes are beginning. Now I want to ask you, what is it in your life that has been in the state of death right now? What do you think that it is too late for God to help you right now? What is it in your life that you think it has been sleeping for too deep right now? What is it in your life that you think it has been sleeping for too long right now? Right now, rise on your feet. Right now, rise on your feet and say, it is time. Tell your neighbor, it is time. Yes, it is time. It is time for your healing. It is time for your deliverance. It is time. Jesus Christ. Whatever situation that you may be facing right now, look, whatever situation that you may be facing right now, you can still make that healing manifest your body right now by your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You can still make that healing manifest in your body. Viewers at home, anywhere you are you sick? Are you on your sick bed? Right now, listen, talk to that situation. Begin to review God's track record in your life right now. Begin to talk to that situation. You sickness, I will not, because of you, change my direction. Talk to that sickness right now. You sickness, I will not, because of you, change my direction. You sickness, I will not, because of you, change my confession. He who created me can still fix me in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now by faith, right now by faith, make that healing manifest in your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to apply healing right now. Anywhere you have sickness on your body, begin to place your hand there and begin to apply healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, begin to apply that healing to your body. Remember, the Bible says that by His stripes, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, anywhere you are, be healed, be delivered, be free, be set free, be healed, be delivered, be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Viewers all over the world, you've been watching Emmanuel TV for too long. You've been watching testimonies, listening to testimonies of people for too long. I know your faith has increased right now. Viewers all over the world, where is your own testimony? It is time for your testimony to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you failed? Are you frustrated in life? It is time for your rest, for your testimony to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, by faith, begin to make that success manifest in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to make that success manifest in your business, in your career, in your life, in your children's academics, in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to apply success to your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, stretch your hand by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed, be delivered, be set free, be healed, be delivered, be set free, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, be healed, be restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. People of God, just as Jesus Christ never dodges crisis, you should not dodge your crisis. Begin to face your situation right now. Stand your ground without wavering. Begin to review God's track record in your life right now. Remember, you are an embodiment of good health. You are an embodiment of greatness. You are an embodiment of success in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, whatever situation that you may be facing in your life, raise your hand. Stretch your hand by the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed, be delivered, be set free. Begin to use that anointing. Begin to use that faith to put a demand on the anointing. Begin to use your faith to put a demand on the anointing. I can feel the awesome anointing right here. I can feel the awesome anointing right here. People of God, viewers all over the world, this word is not my own. This word is not my own. This is a word from heaven. People of God, right now, begin to put a demand on the anointing. Begin to put a demand on the anointing. Begin to review God's track record in your life right now. Begin to review God's track record in your life right now. Be healed, be delivered, be set free, be set free, be free, be free, be free, be healed, be delivered, be set free in Jesus' name. People people of God, whatever situation that you may be facing, know one thing, that your situation is not a personal battle, because the battle is of Jesus Christ. The winning is of God, and the testimony is of you in Jesus' name. So right now, I would like to leave you here in faith. I want to bless the word of God in the midst of your heart. And before I leave you, I want you to repeat after me. Whatever situation I'm facing, it is not a personal battle. Because the battle is of Jesus. The winning is of God. Testimony is of me in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I'm expecting my miracle. Tell your neighbor, I am expecting my miracle in Jesus' name.